Yes. Lame Town Review.
Reporting for duty. Reporting for duty.
It's not every day New York becomes a sight like this. Traffic comes to a halt in the financial district as rallying crowds swamp the streets in the biggest anti-Wall Street demonstration since the U.S. was hit by an economic crisis. These thousands of people in New York City represent the millions all over the United States. What do all of them have in common? The feeling of outrage, a sentiment which has reached its peak in America. In a loud call for accountability, people want an end to the mess on Wall Street.
The Instamatic focal point bringing damage to your borough. Meet some brothers from the east with them beats that be thorough. Got the solar gravitation, so I'm bound to pull it. I gets down like brothers are found, ducking from bullets. Gun control means using both hands in my land. It's all about the cautious living. Migrating to a higher form of consequence. Compliments are struggling, I shouldn't be notable. Man, every word I say should be a hip-hop quote.
I'm sick of shaking asses, I'm sick of talking about blunt, sick of Versace glasses, sick of slang, sick of half-ass award shows, sick of name brand clothes, sick of R&B, over bullshit tracks, cocaine and cracks, which bring sickness to blacks, sick of swole head rappers with they sickening raps, claps and gaps, making a whole sick world collapse. Facts are getting sicker, even sicker perhaps, sick of a stick perhaps. A push to make a bundle to escape the smash.
Man, life can get all up in your ass, baby, you better work it out. About a skin not considered equal. A meteor has more right than my people who be wasting time screaming who they've hated. That's why the native tongues has officially been reinstated.
Bye,
y'all know the stakes is high. You talking about
bye,
stakes is high. You know the stakes is high. You talking about
bye,
stakes is high. Y'all know the stakes is high. What you dealing with?
Yo,
it's about love of cars, love of funds, loving to love mad sex, loving to love guns, love for opposite, love for fame and wealth, love for the fact of no longer loving yourself, kid. Uh-huh. We living in them days of the man-made ways where every aspect is vivid. Word. These brothers no longer talk, hey, yo. These living, about to give it to you 24/7 on the microphone. Plug one, translating the zone. No offense to a player, but yo, I don't play. And if you take offense, you got to be that way. JD Dub, show your love. What's you got to say?
I say jeans are making figures out of high regard. And dying for it nowadays ain't all. Investing in fantasies, not God. Welcome to reality, see time is hard. People try to snatch the credit, but can't claim the card. Showing out in videos, saying they co-star. See, like that'll make your mama cry. Better watch the way you spend it, cause the stakes is high.
You know the stakes is high when you're dealing with the man, the stakes is high when you're dealing with the stakes is high. You know the stakes is high when you're dealing with the stakes is high. Man, the stakes is high.
That smiling in public is against the law.
What?
Cause love don't get you through life no more. So you know, and how you, son, and how you getting in, and who the man holding he, yo. And how was the skin, and how high, yo, what up, I heard you caught a body. Seem like every man and woman share the life of John Gotti.
But they ain't organized.
Mixing crimes with life and times, taking the big scout route. And no doubt, better than they know they daughters and they sons.
Yo, people go through pain and still don't gain positive contact. Just like my man who got others cleaning up his physical and food. Uh-huh. His mind got congested, he got the non-influent. Neighborhoods are now hoods, cause nobody's neighbors, just animals surviving with that animal behavior under eye. You're riding from dark to light sky. Yeah.
wonder where we live is called the projects. When the mistakes is high, you damn sure try to do anything to get the piece of the pie. Yeah. Electrify, even die for the cash, but at last we be out, even though you're wanting more. This issue was closed like an elevator door, but soon reopen once we get to the next
What's
floor.
That?
With
love the
stakes is high.
My break,
the stakes is high.
Wall Street is Washington, and Washington is Wall Street. Look who the heads of the U.S. Treasury have been over the last couple of presidents. Robert Rubin, Goldman Sachs, then moving over to Citigroup. And then you had Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary under Bush that devised the whole TARP program. Where did he come from? Oh, CEO of Goldman Sachs. We had to bail out Goldman Sachs for making a bad bet of $13 billion with AIG. Who is the chief of staff of President Obama? Where does he come from? Oh, that's Bill Daley. Wasn't he the vice chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase? It's the same club. It's just a different division.
Chairman, as you know, there are people demonstrating against Wall Street in New York City and other cities around the country. And I think the perception on the part of these demonstrators and millions of other Americans is that as a result of the greed, the recklessness, and the illegal behavior on Wall Street, we were plunged into this horrendous recession we're currently in. Do you agree with that assessment? Did Wall Street's greed and recklessness cause this recession that led to so many people losing their jobs?
It had an excessive risk-taking on Wall Street, had a lot to do with it, and so did some failures on the part of regulators.
Do you believe that we have made any significant progress since the collapse of Wall Street to suggest that we will not, either in the short term or in the longer term, once again see a collapse on Wall Street and the necessity of a bailout?
Senator, yes, we're making substantial progress, although I would point out that many of the rules implementing, as you point out yourself, many of the rules implementing Dodd-Frank are not yet in force or fully implemented. But I believe as this process goes forward that we will have made a very substantial improvement, yes.
Well, I would respectfully disagree.
Why do you have an umbrella? Because the weatherman said you have to have one at all times because it's going to rain cats and dogs.
Welcome back. Yeah, come on. One line of flow, see it in my liner notes. The kind of ideas make it seem like the thoughts took 365 nights. Yeah. I picture the highlight. Poolside, made my own terms from lonely nights. On a lone floor, they say old soul with kids' energy. Still draw from my torso for enemies. By any means, I've seen what it's worth. A curse, snakes and centipedes, venomous. Seems the only safe place is Venice Beach. I try to wrong my rights. I try to right my wrongs. I try to write my songs. Shine lights, but the night is gone. Daybreak becomes the encore. Can't tell the day to state because I'm on tour. A young kid pumping De La Soul. I spit live, you could say no go. 16, not a day, no flow. I grew up with nervous skaters. Some headed for greatness, others service waiters. Some nameless, others with stars and straps ain't famous. Steel that ain't stainless. High haters, peace sign, see you later. Lying for no reason, quit trying, it's greasy. Easy target, walked up in Florida Gators. Origin, lost angel, support Lakers. Four finger discounts, disannounce my fortress. Fortress of my get down, live from Belgium stages. LA made them, LA grazed them, then LA saved them. It's back to the beach where Miss Taylor raised them. My mama opposite of Sarah Palin, with no gap from Russia looking back like quit playing. Ev is here staying. Ev is here staying. Ev is here staying.
I do believe the idiom, rain cats and dogs, stems from the Norse mythology. Cats were believed to represent the wind, and dogs represented rain. Different animals represented different weather and natural phenomena.
We're here in downtown Oakland, the scene of the Occupy Oakland Wall Street protest that got a little bit out of hand. As you can see right here behind me, the Wells Fargo Bank branch was the scene of one of the protests. This specific area, obviously the windows got smashed out. We were talking to some of the witnesses. They saw several people, faces were wrapped in black sort of scarves. Their faces were hidden, in stark contrast, really, to the behavior of the Occupy Wall Street protesters for the most part here in downtown Oakland. We have not seen this kind of destruction of property en masse. And it was quite interesting, actually, to see some of the witnesses sort of disagreeing about these tactics. You know, the destruction of the means of wealth, the property, is this something that could perhaps gain greater attention to the cause, or something that gives the protesters a bad name?
Don't
something
let this
that
become the face of the movement.
Exactly.
This is not what the movement is about. It's about freedom and peace and equality. And a few anarchists are like behind all this. It's the same people who try to smash the Whole Foods. But this is not what the movement's about. It's about returning and stopping the thievery, stopping the corporatocracy, and changing. This is a nasty side effect, but it might have to happen for there to be change. That's all I'm saying. But this is not the face of the movement.
We're used to thinking of sounds as being about something. Speeches always about something. But it feels to me more like touch. And I think, you know, actually, sound is kind of touch at a distance. And I think, you know, actually, sound is more like touch.
Thank you. taking you live photographs from Oakland, where the Occupy Oakland protest is now gathering momentum. There's a standoff there with police. Michael Moore, increasingly there is a sense that it's getting angrier. There is violence on both sides. Is this where you want to see these protests go? What is your view when you see what's happening in places like Oakland? It's potentially dangerous.
There's no violence coming from the Occupy protesters. It's a nonviolent, peaceful group. What we've seen across the country are a series of police riots, where the police are rioting, where the police have gotten violent. These are Americans who are, in the American tradition, standing up for what they believe in, and occupying the front lawns of the City Hall in the case of Oakland. They're not destroying any property. And this is going on all over the country. This is something that can't be stopped. They can bring in all the police they want. I was down in Times Square last weekend for the big protest down there, and the police looked really frightened because there were simply not enough police. If the people had just decided to go past the barricades and go into the streets and take over the streets, because there are tens of millions of people that feel this way, tens of millions. And this is a movement that cannot be stopped with billy clubs or this kind of behavior.
Martin was bright as he stood up and sang in the choir. His heart all in pieces was breaking, his head was on fire. They took him from that place and they buried him deep in the ground. Out with the light, quiet the sound. It's a slow revolution that quietly turns as the true word binds. And all of the people marching together out across the floor. And all that was after is now as it was before. Now Sylvia sat staring out into the depths of a room. Moment of light from her brain cut through the dark, pierced the gloom. Her children's voices were music, came faint through the walls. From such a great height she looked down, there was only the fall. It's a slow revolution that quietly turns as the true word binds. And all of the people marching, stomping out across the floor. After is now as it was before. Look at the shadows bent forward, trying to break through the night. Huddled against the darkness, so close to the light. And my voice is breaking out here in this wilderness. See a time, it is coming. See a time of change. The sun is burning the deserts, but water's filling the plains. And Noah is crazily chipping away at his ark. While all of us ready ourselves to go into the dark. And it's a slow revolution that quietly turns as the true word burns. Yeah, the true word burns. People marching, dancing out across the floor. But all of this matter soon won't matter much anymore.